What is the syntax for defining a lambda expression in Kotlin? Do Kotlin lambdas make your head spin? Struggling to grok the syntax even after reading tutorials that make it seem easy? You're not alone. Learn the insider secrets for demystifying Kotlin lambda expressions in just 5 minutes so that you can impress colleagues and stop getting stalled on basic coding tasks. Winds of change were blowing as I embarked on my quest to conquer the syntax of lambda expressions in the Kotlin language, like the great African explorers searching for the source of the Nile. I ventured forth into unfamiliar territory, armed only with determination and a thirst for knowledge. My journey began simply enough. I started with the basics, how to declare lambda parameters, body, and return types. The concepts came swiftly, like a herd of wildebeest thundering across the Serengeti. Yet mastery remained tantalizingly out of reach, as if masked by the mists rising from Table Mountain's mighty peak. I pressed on, undaunted, through trial and error, success and failure. The intricacies of lambda syntax began to reveal themselves to me. I traversed the tundra of obscure edge cases. I navigated the labyrinth of functional interfaces. I fended off hordes of compiler errors like a hardy band of African warriors fending their homestead. Until finally, I stood triumphant at the summit. The kingdom of lambda expressions lay before me, surrendered and subjugated. My odyssey was at an end. I seized mastery with both hands through determination and grit in the face of adversity. As I basked in the golden glow of achievement, I knew my journey was not yet over. For beyond the horizon lay new challenges, new worlds to conquer. Other warriors would follow in my footsteps one day, and I'd need to guide them to chart the course so that they could venture further than I'd ever dreamed. So come, join me in this video. I'll go into more detail about the syntax of lambda expressions in Kotlin. Let us travel together to the heart of mastery.
In Kotlin, lambda expressions follow a specific syntax pattern. They are defined using curly braces and can optionally take parameters and return a value. The basic structure of a lambda expression in Kotlin is as follows. Val, lambda name, and then in brackets, parameter type, and then arrow, return type, equals, and then in curly braces, parameter, arrow, expression. Now, let's break down the different components of the syntax. Our lambda name. This is the variable that will hold the lambda expression. Parameter type in brackets, and then arrow return type. This specifies the type of the lambda expression. It includes the parameter types in parentheses followed by the arrow, and then the return type, and then parameter. This is the name of the parameters that the lambda expression takes. Expression. This is the body of the lambda expression where you can write the logic for your function. For example, here is a lambda that doubles a number. Val double equals, and then in curly braces, x of type int, and then arrow x times 2. We can also call it like a regular function. Val result equals double, and then 5 in parentheses, which is double times 5, which is 10. Now the full explicit syntax looks like val double of type int, arrow int equals, and then in curly braces x, arrow x times 2. But in most cases, the types can be omitted thanks to Kotlin's type inference. Now some other example lambda expressions in curly braces, arrow and then in quotation marks default value, which is an example of no parameters. And then there's in curly braces xy arrow x plus y, which is an example of a lambda with multiple parameters. Now lambda expressions can also be destructured like regular method parameters, an example being, and then in curly braces, and then in parentheses, x, y, and then arrow, x plus y. Now, overall, the syntax is very flexible, but always follows the same underlying structure, parameters, arrow, body.
That being said, are you tired of those pesky runtime, null pointer exceptions, crashing your apps? Let us now take a look at another feature of Kotlin, null safety. With Kotlin's built-in null safety, you can say goodbye to worrying about NPEs. Instead, leverage the power of strict compile time checks to catch issues early while writing cleaner, safer code. Learn how Kotlin makes handling nulls simple and intuitive in this quick video.